Hello, dear listener. This is Basement Gaming, episode 50. My name is Herb, and I'm joined by my dear cousin Brigham.
Howdy, howdy.
So this week, Brigham and I talk about the new Nintendo Switch and what small changes we might see during this generation's hardware. If you enjoy the show, please feel free to follow on your podcast listening app of choice, and please share the show with your friends. Also, follow us on Twitter at BasementGaming9. With formalities out of the way, welcome to Basement Gaming.
Hey,
we are here.
Episode 50. Big milestone. Doing this for over a year now.
No, close to a year. I mean, I guess usually if you just count it normally, it's been over a year, but like if you count the amount of episodes and you go one by one, like one week at a time, it's 52 is the official year, but we're close. But 50 is like our half-life, though. it's like halfway through 100. We're almost there. Mm-hmm. Will we make it to 100?
What we can do for episode 100? That's the real question. What should we do for episode 100? Maybe that'll be a whole episode of its own.
Right? Episode 99. What are we going to do next week?
Yeah. Honestly, that's what's going to happen. we talked about doing something for episode 50, bringing people on and having like a build up to episode 50 with like things happening each episode. But then 50 came, it's here, and we didn't do anything. So
were we saying that for 50? Or were we saying that for 100?
I thought it was 50, remember. But maybe was it was 100. Who knows?
50 would have been nice. All right, we'll do it for 100.
Yeah.
The people will remind us, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah,
you guys are almost 100. You should probably do something special. Watch us blow up on 100, dude. Just like 100 is like the best episode ever. But maybe on 100, Grand Theft Auto 6 would be out.
Which game?
Grand Theft Auto 6.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so sad to think about.
Wouldn't that be the event of the freaking of the century?
We'll get a Shenmue 4 for Shenmue episode 100 too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's another Lost Ark game? Freaking
Bully.
Bully 2. Freaking Orange Box.
Yeah, we get Portal 3, we get Half-Life 3.
Half-Life 3, yeah. That's the hope. We're gonna keep trucking towards 100 for those things.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of improvements in gaming, Nintendo Switch. New Switch is out. Nintendo was like, yeah, we know there was like a huge gaming convention like 2 weeks ago, but we decided to like talk about this new thing now instead of 2 weeks ago. So yeah, we have a new OLED Nintendo Switch. What do you know about this, Brigham? You're the Switch expert here.
Okay, so I just want to preface this with saying that there have been rumors about a new updated Switch for months now, if not a year at this point, talking about how Nintendo's been working on a new Switch. It was going to come out as soon as this holiday season. Everyone was super excited because all the rumors said it was going to be like a updated Switch. It could play 4K resolution games like while docked. It'd have a bigger screen. It's going to, you know, have an OLED screen, which that was also true. But that it was going to be more just a good screen. It was going to be a better graphics, a way for Nintendo to be able to keep up with this next gen hardware. Because if you haven't noticed by now, a lot of these games that are coming out on next gen and Switch, the Switch versions are always way inferior. Like Doom has had issues. I know Immortal Phoenix Rising came out for the Switch, and that game was terrible on Switch, had a really bad frame rate. So everyone was thinking, oh, well, like the reason why third party companies are supporting Switch still is because they know that Nintendo's making this upgraded Switch. Well, turns out Nintendo'd, as they always do, and they came out with this Switch that's just a moderate improvement. What it basically is, it's called the Nintendo Switch OLED. And if the name didn't give it away, it's a Nintendo Switch with an OLED screen. It's slightly bigger. The kickstand in the back has three different tilting angles instead of just one. And there is an Ethernet port on the dock. And that's it. That's it, Herb.
And that's it.
That's all the upgrades.
I think the internal storage is bigger, too.
What's bigger?
The storage.
Oh, yes. It has like a 64 gigabyte storage in it, which is bigger. I think it was like 16 or something like that for the original.
Wait, it was 16?
It was basically just like nothing, and there was a slot to add in your own micro SD card for additional storage.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. And then
there are actually some games that couldn't be played on your Switch unless you had, unless you bought a external, you know, and bought an SD card to add to your Switch because the game was just too big. It wouldn't fit on the internal storage.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Also, enhanced audio. I'm looking at the website right now.
Oh, yeah. Enhanced audio. I've seen some like hands-on people say the enhanced audio is noticeably different whenever you have the Switch right by an older version of the Switch. But otherwise, it's not like a big difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Needless to say, people were not happy with this announcement because expectations, you know, they're expecting something that was much better than what they got. And I think while this is a small incremental improvement, I'm a little bummed too. I'm not going to get this because every time I play my Switch, it's pretty much always docked. But I do know a lot of people do play their Switch handheld. So maybe, you know, the OLED screen that's slightly bigger is a huge improvement for them and they'll go and get it. But for me, this is a pass.
I actually saw someone, I've been seeing a lot more people recently play Switch like handheld because I've been traveling a lot recently. So I'm seeing the appeal of it. It's like, oh, there was this guy on his plane I was on. He was sitting right next to me. He was playing Skyrim on his Switch. I was like,
yeah,
this is cool. He just had it up on a little, not just on the table. We were like on an American Airlines flight, and they have this little holder on the back of the seat now where you can put your phone and stuff. It's like a little bit more elevated. And he just like slapped that bad boy up there and was just like playing Skyrim. I was like, that's kind of cool. I like that. So yeah,
it is cool. The portable novelty of it is really cool. And playing 360 PS3 games on it is fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, I appreciate the market value of the Switch. Like, overall, my feeling about the OLED thing is if you don't have a Switch, which I think everyone will say, like, if you don't have a Switch, this is the one you get, right? I mean,
for sure.
There's no reason to go get the regular one, the regular Nintendo Switch. This is only a $50, like $50 more expensive. It's not that much. Even the light, how much? The light is worn out. Okay, that's different. Way different than the light. The light is definitely like just a Game Boy Advance and or a Game Boy freaking SD, I guess. Like the flat.
Yeah, there was like the Advance S. I know you're talking about. There's like the micro Game Boy as well.
Yeah, it's just a Game Boy. It's really just a Game Boy. You get this for your like your 6-year-olds, not your like 12-year-olds. You know, your 10-year-olds and adults. But yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, I'm not bad about it. I'm surprised for sure. I think it's like it's kind of weird because everyone was expecting this like huge upgrade, and this is why they say expectations is a thief of joy. It's just like the only reason That's why good. We're mad right now is because we expected way more. And they never promised anything. They're just like, they just started leaking stuff. And then Nintendo was like, we're going to release what we plan on releasing. And you guys are going to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to know how Twitter felt whenever they heard this announcement? This is how they felt. I just want an excuse to use that. But yeah, no, I was bummed. But I think there are people that are excited. You know, we have a cousin that has a Switch. He plays handheld all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, pretty much. Have you talked to him about this? Is he excited about this announcement?
I should ask, but yeah, I don't think he's in the market of getting a new Switch. Again, I don't think anyone that has a Switch right now would get this. It'd be a really weird investment because there's nothing different, you know?
Yeah.
There's not enough of a difference for you to get this. This reminds me a lot of like what we're going to talk about later, which is like, you know, when the PS4 came out and then the PS4 Slim came out, it's not much of a difference, but if you don't have a PS4 and you want to buy one, why would you go ahead and get the Slim? You know, it's like slightly, it's actually cheaper. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It was definitely cheaper.
Is it the PlayStation Slim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely was. It was like $100 cheaper. I got the Slim. Yeah. And you know, that's the normal thing. You know, what happens is that these consoles come out after a time, they figure out how to be more efficient, how to, you know, make them cheaper to make. And this is kind of what happens, you know, it's something that's like a slight improvement, but, you know, similar form factor, but just, you know, small improvements just to get people to maybe buy a second one or just people who weren't on board before, just a reason to get one. And it's always good to do these during the holiday season because people are looking for Christmas gifts or, you know, just holiday season gifts anyway. So, I mean, it's a good move. It's just it's nothing big. I think you're right. It's all about expectations. That's what makes it disappointing. If it wasn't for the expectation, this would have been just, you know, another run-of-the-mill incremental upgrade, and that's it.
It would be like an iPhone XS or an iPhone like 12S.
Yes,
like
exactly.
The year after iPhone, you know, where everyone knows it's just like a tiny improvement, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's what this is. I mean, again, it makes a lot of sense business-wise. It's just another boost in your holiday sales. I honestly think how you said, like, oh, they get better at making the console. I think they could have made this from the jump, Brigham. And I think they just didn't because, I don't know. They know they're going to do it later. I got my tinfoil hat on right now. I don't think the PS4 came out and then they're like, oh, we can make this smaller. Genius. No, I think they could have made the PS4 smaller from the jump. And I think they just didn't want to have the $299 version of a $399 console out immediately. And they're just like, okay, we got a little kick. We got a big initial launch out. Let's launch the smaller version just to get like a little bit extra cash kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's just me being skeptical of the business world.
I'm a little more optimistic. I think that it does, just in terms of manufacturing and thing, I think that it's only after a time, once they were able to produce them and stuff, that's when they go back to the drawing board and say, how can we make this more efficient? And then they make it smaller from like the original form factor. That's what I like to think, at least. I mean, I don't know. I guess it'd be a very business thing to do, like you were saying. It's just like, we have this better version, but let's just hold on to it until we sell this crappy version that $100 more first or something. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them, but... Yeah, I don't know.
Because both of the versions, they're going to build them at a loss anyways. So sell the more expensive version first, and then you can sell a cheaper version after, right? Now this OLED thing, this is different because it's more expensive. So maybe you could say, yeah, maybe they did just kind of find a way to improve. But I mean, we've been putting this OLED screen on things for the last 6-7 years. So I don't know. I mean, on like handheld devices called phones, which is probably way harder than this. I don't understand.
Yeah, who knows? So,
yeah, you think we'll get a 4K version of Nintendo Switch eventually? Oh,
man, I don't know. It's so hard to understand what Nintendo will do because Nintendo doesn't do the things that seem most obvious and think the things that everyone wants. They have to do their own thing, which sometimes works out, sometimes doesn't. I don't think they're going to come out with a 4K Nintendo Switch. I think the next Switch they come out with, if they ever do come out with a console that has a 4K resolution, it'll just be like a whole new generation. It'll be like the Switch 2 or something. That'll be like, you know, hey, like there's Switch games and then there's Switch 2 games or something. I don't know. I wonder maybe the reason why they didn't do a 4K resolution Switch is because they didn't want to split the player base, or they didn't want people to feel like, oh, hey, like, you know, yeah, this is all you got a Switch, but not all Switch games are gonna run that grander Switch. So if you want to play your games how they're meant to be played, you got to buy another Switch. I don't know, that seems kind of weird to me. But at the same time, they did that with 3DS
Pro.
Yeah, they did with the Pro, but even with the Pro, it was like the game still ran fine on the PS4. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't like the games weren't playable. Like some games I feel like are really just unplayable on Switch right now. And if they came out the Switch that was much better and can run them flawlessly, that would be, I don't know. I feel like it'd be kind of a kick in the nuts to Switch to Switch early adopters, but I don't know.
I feel like they would. I don't know if it'd be soon, but I feel like it would be within this generation because think about it. This is their first release of this current quote unquote generation. So it'd be weird for them not to catch up to the game.
Yeah, that is true. But I mean, they didn't really with Wii U. They didn't try to.
I mean, I think they all knew Wii U was dead in the water.
Yeah. The question is, so now that this Nintendo came out, when do you think that PlayStation's come out with their own PS5 Slim or something? Is that a next 2022 product? Or 2023?
I think the chip shortage has pushed it to like 2024, 2025.
Oh, wow.
The chip shortage has been rough, man. People still can't find PS5s. It's kind of crazy. Xbox is just now kind of getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you still can't buy a PS5 right now. It's still really, really hard to find one. So
yeah,
I don't think they're going to worry about making another one until things kind of settle down in that market. But yeah. I don't even know, like, what would you think would be the next thing for the PS5? Like, 8K gaming? Well, it already does that, actually.
No, yeah. I think, the next one they do probably won't be any difference in games. It'll just be the PS5 Slim, where it's just a smaller box, which I think, they've always done that since PlayStation 1. They had the PlayStation 1 and the PS1, up till the PS4, and then there was that PS4 Slim. They didn't even call it the PS4 Slim. They just called it PS4, and they just stopped selling the older versions, yeah. Right?
It's the same thing for PS3. It's PS3, yeah. And PS3 Slim.
And so I think that, obviously the PS5 is huge, so if they could make a slimmer version, I think that's definitely what they would want to do. I can say, hopefully they can cut that thing like in half. That'd be awesome.
I wonder if, I feel like to make it smaller, you'd have to change the build completely. Be like a completely different design, I wonder.
Yeah, I guess you would know because you have a PS5, but it didn't seem like you could just make that thinner. Like, I feel have to change the form.
I mean, at the very best, you can make it shorter. Yeah. But when that thing's up and right, it's upright, It's pretty it's pretty skinny. It's not thick. It's just tall.
Yeah.
It's like tall. It's tall and it's freaking long. It's not It's not bulky or anything. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how you just have to make it shorter. That's the only way you can really make it smaller. Yeah. And I feel like they have to either change the build completely, or I'll find a way to make it smaller and then change the color or something. Make like a black version, a black and blue version. Go back and be like original PlayStation colors.
That'd be PS5
kind of thing.
That'd be cool. Well, and also we still don't know anything about the version 2 of the PSVR that they have announced that they're working on. We know that they've shown the new joysticks for it. They're not going to use the wands anymore from the PS3 days. They're going to have actual good motion controllers for the PSVR, but we don't know what the headset looks like, if it's going to require some external box like the version 1 PSVR did. So that may be the next PlayStation device we see before PS5 Slim.
Sony reportedly plans PSVR successor for next holiday season.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go. 2022 holiday season. Will we get some freaking games for VR, dude? I would love to start playing VR if cool, interesting games came out on it. I feel like every game on VR right now is still just an arcade game.
Yeah. Well, and to be honest, after having, because I have the PSVR, it's kind of nauseating to use it for a long period of time. I don't know if I would want to play a full-length game in VR.
I think that's just you, Brigham.
No, I was talking to Nick just a couple of days ago, and he said he went to some VR place near Dallas, and he was talking about he had to take a break from the VR device because it was making him nauseous. It's a big problem.
I played the Oculus for 15 to 30 minutes. I felt fine. I'd have to say what an hour would do to me. At that point, I would just be tired, I think.
I think it depends on the game, too, and how much you're moving in the game and stuff like that. But because I have Skyrim for VR. Oof, dude. Oof. I cannot do that.
That would be, that's a big oof. There's a lot of moving around, stuff flying at you.
Yeah, I was freaking ducking, dodging, and running around everywhere. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, I think this is probably what they're going to be focusing on. I honestly don't know. In terms of hardware quality, in terms of from 4K to 8K, et cetera, I mean, they're already at the top of what you can do. Mm-hmm. All that's missing is, you can do 4K 120 FPS. It's just the games aren't there yet. So
yeah, I don't know what they could do to make it even perform better. I think right now it's just, I think right now it's just getting boxes sold and make it smaller, I guess, is the next step. But maybe down the road, with ray tracing, once games utilize ray tracing more, because I know that with ray tracing included, it's hard to get games at 120 frames per second or even 60 frames per second.
With them on at 30.
Yeah, so maybe that'll be the next step.
But even again, that's on the developers, though. That's on the developers, though. That's not on the console. True. The console can already do it. It's just the developers haven't figured out how to make the game yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have, and it just, hasn't released it yet. What do you think for Xbox?
Xbox is harder because they already have, their cheaper model, right? The Xbox Series S.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It's kind of hard to see, would you have a version like Xbox Series S Slim or Series X? I could see them making a Series X
Slim, yeah.
Slim, or I can see them making like a Series X Pro, like in the down, like in like 5 years or something, maybe. But yeah, it's kind of hard to say right now, besides just lowering the price of those current systems.
Xbox is not really one for, well, I mean, they did do the One and the One X.
Yeah, they did a One X, and even 360, they had the Xbox 360 Elite.
Elite, yeah, okay, yeah, so they do it. Never mind. I guess I just never really paid attention to it. Yeah, we'll see. I think they usually kind of, they kind of surprise us with these incremental upgrades mid-generation. You're just like, I've always felt like, oh, okay, that's nice. Like kind of thing where it's like, oh, if I didn't have one, yeah, just get this one. Don't get the old one, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously for like the PS4, like going from PS4 to PS4 Pro, that's a pretty big jump. That's almost like an actual generation going from like regular gaming to 4K. So it's just like, okay, that's like substantial. Like it kind of, it almost got me thinking about, man, should I get this Pro? Because this is like way better than mine. But like you said, like every game still played fine on the standard. So it was like, okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So as long as they keep with those rules, then yeah, I don't really see any real performance upgrade necessary. Like these things are already freaking pushing computer type graphics and performance. Oh, so. Yeah.
Especially right now with, I mean, people not even being able to buy these GPUs or the next gen console, like you're saying, like there really is no rush. Who knows if we'll even get a mid. I feel like if they wait till 2024, 2025 to come out with like a mid generation jump, like by that point, I feel like people are gonna be looking out for PS6.
Like in 3 years, I won't be.
Okay, maybe not 25, like 26. After 4 years, I think after 4 years, like people aren't expecting it that year, but they're gonna be like within the next couple of years at that point.
Yeah, probably like the rumor mill usually starts moving at like year 6, 7. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, it was 2011 is whenever the PS4 came out, right? I mean, the PS5 came out in 2020, so that's 9 years. I guess that's a long time.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see. 9 to 10 years. So yeah, like I said, usually around like year 7-ish.
Actually, it was 2013 is when the PS4 came out.
I was in college. It was like
I just got back sophomore
year. Yeah, it's like 2012, 2013. Yeah, 2013.
So seven years. Okay.
7 years. Yeah, that one, it was fast. I remember thinking it was faster than the time between 3 and 4.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, the PS3, 360 era was way long because everyone thought that console gaming was dead. Not everyone, like us, we didn't think that obviously, but like all the quote unquote experts with the suits, like they thought that mobile gaming was the future, right? So
because phones were making huge leaps around that time.
Yeah, I mean, mobile gaming was like making so much money, and you had like, you know, freaking Facebook gaming with Cowville, whatever it's called, and Zynga. Like, I don't know, that was like the big rave back then. So I think that's the reason why that generation lasted so long, and I don't think that's going to happen again.
You think generations is gonna be like 6, 7 years from now on?
Oh yeah.
That's rough on the wallet, man.
So they get you. Well, they know we're gonna buy it. We had this whole conversation about how we weren't gonna buy these next gen consoles on day one, right? We're like, oh yeah, we're gonna wait a while because we bought the last gen con. We bought PS4 on day one, and we had to wait a while. Then look at us now.
Yeah, here we are. Freaking talking about before the podcast how we have no games to play. I'm replaying two PS4 games right now. That's how bored I am.
Yeah,
this is how it is. We're being a gamer is just insanity. Really, it's just just doing the same thing over and over again with different results.
I don't know why early adopters. It's like we know what we're doing is not a reasonable thing to do, yet we still do it. It's like,
yeah, hey, buying these devices
on day one.
Yeah, we all have devices, okay?
True.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's what we got. I think this is one of them speculative ones. It's super hard to see where we're going to go. I think keeping our expectations low is a lesson here, especially for mid-generation stuff. It's just like, how much can you really improve? Like, the technology hasn't gone up that much in like 4 years, so... Even PCs right now, like ray tracing is a thing. Like that's the next big thing in PCs. So, and consoles do that. So yeah, we're just, the race is even now. We'll see what we do at the next turn.
We'll see.
All right. So Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed it, please give us a follow on your podcast listening app of choice. Give us a follow on Twitter at BasementGaming9 so you can keep up with new episodes and keep up with us in a chat if you want, and give us some topic ideas for the next episodes. Please feel free to share the show with your gamer friends. With that being said, see you next time.
Peace.